You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The online world as we know it in America exists because of a law that shields internet companies from responsibility for much of what is said by online users. Well, the Supreme Court today hears a case challenging that immunity. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
And David, the internet companies are arguing that this case is an existential threat, but on the other side of it, the argument is that tech giants need to take more responsibility for what's being posted on their platforms. The case being argued today is brought by the family of Noemi Gonzalez, an American college student who was killed in a terrorist attack in Paris. And what the Gonzalez family is arguing is that YouTube's recommendation engine surfaced up extremist videos, and that helped indoctrinate and radicalize people. And by putting forth recommendations of videos, they say YouTube was engaging in a form of speech, not just passing along content others made. Now, this is an important distinction because Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is what's being considered here, and it protects tech companies from what users publish, but it says nothing about speech that the tech companies themselves engage in. No protection there. So if algorithmic recommendations are a form of speech, that would chip away at Section 230 protections.
The justices will hear a separate but related case tomorrow?
That's right. And that case is against Twitter, and it's brought by the family of another victim of a terrorist attack. And here the question isn't what Twitter did, but what it failed to do. What the justices are looking at is, can Twitter be said to be aiding and abetting a terrorist organization if it doesn't act fast enough to remove terrorist posts? So the justices are looking at Section 230 from two different angles, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.